Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Bobcat leads the pack with 3, ooh, and Paula and Luke each have 2.
We have flipped a coin, and Paula has elected to go second. That means, Luke, you are up first. Here we go. Clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the White House told officials not to comply with subpoenas from blank.
House Democrats.
Yeah. On Monday, Nancy Pelosi said there were no immediate plans to start blank proceedings.
Impeachment.
Right. This week, Kim Jong-un held his first summit with Russian President blank.
Putin.
Right. On Sunday, the FBI arrested the leader of a right-wing militia who detained blanks in New Mexico.
Would-be immigrants.
Right. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization said that kids under 2 shouldn't spend any time with blanks.
Anti-vaxxers?
No, with screens, although also smart. On Sunday, the Queen of Blank celebrated her 93rd birthday.
England.
Right. This week, the president of Liberia decided to work from home after being informed that his office was blank.
Full of loose snakes.
Exactly right, Luke. The snakes,
yes,
were reported.
They don't like snakes either.
No, after snakes were reported emerging from holes in the president's office building, the president announced he'd be telecommuting, vastly exceeding my own standards for deciding to work from home. The snakes commented, oh, he's at home? Good, we'll be right over. Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Very, very well. 6 right, 12 more points, total of 14, way out front.
There you go. All right.
Challenge.
Paula, you're up next. On Tuesday, the IRS failed to hand over blank's tax documents before a congressional deadline.
Trump.
Right. After the release of the Mueller report, a House panel issued a subpoena for former White House counsel blank.
McGahn.
Right, Don McGahn. According to a new UN report, 1 million species face blank thanks to human activity.
Extinction.
Right. This week, a movie theater in Tennessee sparked controversy when it removed the movie Hellboy from its marquee and replaced it with blank.
Heaven Girl.
No. Heck Boy.
Oh, my God.
On Sunday, it was revealed that nearly 100 runners from China had falsified their times to get into the blank marathon.
The Boston Marathon.
Right. This week, both Rite Aid and Walgreens raised the minimum age to buy blanks to 21.
Cigarettes.
Right. An Airbnb listing for rental in Scotland is booked years in advance, despite the fact that renters are required to blank while staying there.
They're booked years in advance. They're required to... Hold their breath while they stay there.
No, they're required to work at a bookstore from 9 to 5.
Wow!
If your idea of the perfect vacation is working retail 8 hours a day in a room filled with cat dander, check out The Open Book, an Airbnb rental in Scotland. Includes 2 bedrooms, a bathroom, and a fully operational bookstore you need to manage while staying there. If you're interested but can't afford the trip to Scotland, you can probably book a room at a Motel 6 next to an Amazon distribution center.
I would go work in a bookstore. And
you'd be paying to do it. You realize that?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
I applaud your literary spirit.
Yeah, I work for NPR.
Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Decent. 5 right, 10 more points, 12 trailing. Luke, of course, by 2.
All right, and how many then does Bobcat need to win?
6 to win.
Okay, Bobcat, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. Following the bombings on Easter weekend, the defense minister of blank resigned on Thursday.
Sri Lanka.
Right, on Tuesday, the first criminal charges were filed against a drug CEO for his part in the blank crisis.
The opioid.
Right, this week, reported cases of blank reached the highest rate in 25 years.
Chlamydia.
Measles.
Measles, yes, I'll give it to you. On Monday, Herman Cain withdrew his name from consideration for a spot on the board of the blank.
HUD.
No, the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Police in Australia say they shouldn't have any trouble identifying a thief who wore a grocery bag over his head to hide his identity and then blanked.
And then took it off?
Yes, but I'll give it to you. He took the bag off so he could have a place to carry his loot. He's like, I need a bag. Oh, I got one right here. This week, China revealed plans to build a base on blank.
The moon.
Yes, on Tuesday, 2 brothers implicated in an attack alleged to be a hoax filed a defamation lawsuit against the lawyers for blank.
Jesse
Smollett. Very good. Archaeologists were shocked this week when a piece of fossilized poop revealed that 1,500 years ago, a hunter-gatherer blanked.
Pooped.
Well, they knew he did that, but the discovery was that he ate an entire rattlesnake whole, including the fangs.
Oh, I was going to say that.
No. Researchers say they've never seen anything like the recent find in a dig in Texas, which contains the remains of an entire rattlesnake including a fang. The archaeologists say the fossil provides great insight into the ancient man's life, but also poses a lot of questions, like how bad does your breakup have to be before you eat your feelings with a live rattlesnake?
That man was Laird Hamilton's grandfather.
It's true. It's also possible that bar bets were invented far earlier than previously thought.
Yeah. It was the birth of Jackass.
Bill, did Bobcat do well enough to win?
Hold on. This just in. Bobcat got 6 right, 12 more points. He wins with 15.
Congratulations, Bobcat.
Yeah, I'd like to thank my team.
Yeah.